This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Overwhelmed hospitals in the United States are converting chapels, cafeterias, waiting rooms, hallways, even a parking garage into patient treatment areas. Staff members are desperately calling around to other medical centers in search of open beds. Fatigue and frustration are setting in among frontline workers. Conditions inside the nation's hospitals are deteriorating by the day as the coronavirus rages across the U.S. at an unrelenting pace, and the confirmed death toll surpasses 250,000. The number of people in the hospital with COVID-19 in the U.S. has doubled in the past month alone and set new records every day this week. As of Tuesday, nearly 77,000 people were hospitalized with the virus. Newly confirmed infections per day in the U.S. have exploded more than 80% over the past 2 weeks to the highest levels on record. Pfizer now says that test results show its coronavirus vaccine is 95% effective. The company said Wednesday results also show it appears safe and protects older people most at risk of dying from COVID-19. It's the final data needed to seek emergency use of limited shot supplies, even as a catastrophic outbreak worsens across the globe. Wednesday's announcement comes just a week after it was first revealed, promising preliminary results. U.S. President Donald Trump will sharply reduce the number of U.S. forces in Afghanistan from 4,500 to 2,500 before he leaves office, according to the Pentagon. Announcing this on Tuesday, stopping short of the complete withdrawal Mr. Trump threatened to carry out by Christmas. Mr. Trump's decision to limit himself to a partial withdrawal was first reported by Reuters on Monday and has triggered warnings from critics who say it will undermine security and hurt fragile peace talks with the Taliban. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A shocking military report into war crimes has found evidence that elite Australian troops unlawfully killed 39 Afghan prisoners, farmers, and civilians. Defense Force Chief General Angus Campbell says the shameful record included alleged instances in which new patrol members would shoot a prisoner in order to achieve their first kill, in a practice known as blooding. The chief was announcing the findings of a four-year investigation by Paul Brereton, a judge who interviewed more than 400 witnesses and reviewed thousands of pages of documents. Campbell said he unreservedly apologized to the Afghan people. U.S. President Donald Trump's effort to overturn projected President-elect Joe Biden's victory is shifting toward election boards that certify the vote count. The battle was centered in the battleground states that sealed Biden's win. Local officials say the moves do not reflect a coordinated effort, but instead seem to be inspired by Mr. Trump's rhetoric about fraud as state and federal courts push aside legal challenges filed by Mr. Trump and others. The devastation caused by Hurricane Iota is becoming clear as communications are restored after the second Category 4 hurricane in 2 weeks to blast Nicaragua's Caribbean coast. The official death toll rose to 16 in Nicaragua, with victims swept away by swollen rivers or buried in landslides. Iota struck Monday evening as a Category 4 hurricane, hitting nearly the same location as Hurricane Eta 2 weeks earlier. By early Wednesday, Iota had dissipated over El Salvador, but the storm's torrential rains remain a threat. U.S. prosecutors have formally dropped a drug trafficking and money laundering case against a former Mexican defense secretary. It's a stunning reversal that came after a pressure campaign from Mexico. One American official said Mexico threatened to expel the Drug Enforcement Administration's regional director and agents unless the U.S. dropped the case. But it was not immediately clear what other pressure Mexico was applying. The official requested anonymity because he was not authorized to speak about the case. The action came after Mexico acknowledged making veiled threats to cut off cooperation unless the general was sent home. Again, U.S. prosecutors formally dropping a drug trafficking and money laundering case against a former Mexican defense secretary. It is the reversal that comes after pressure campaign from Mexico, including one American official saying that Mexico threatened to expel the Drug Enforcement Administration's regional director. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.